In the Arat Sofon in Bereshis, there's a shmuz from the altar about Midas Vedeus. And it's very cryptic there what he's saying. It's very hard to figure out. But it sounds like that he describes the connection between them as a process. In other words, when a person comes to a recognition, b'deya, of the midah of Hashem, that impacts, sounds almost directly from what he says, rather we would have thought, you know, mahurachum afatoh yerachum is working on yourself, but it sounds like there's a certain impact that comes directly from the knowledge, and that creates a certain improvement in the midah. And Memela, with that improvement in the Midah, I now become capable of further understanding, deeper understanding of the Midah. And that, again, has an effect of deepening the Midah. And it goes, Choyzer Cholila, it keeps on going on. The more I recognize about the, I intellectually understand the Midah, the more it internalizes that Midah in me, the more the Midah is internalized in me, the more that I am now capable of understanding more and more of Hashem's Midah. So, understanding Midas, and I assume it's the same thing in the Midas that we find in the Avos, Moshe, Gia, Masa, Namase, Avoisai, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov, we're supposed to look and study their actions and their Midas and attempt to emulate it. I assume that the insights that we have can have such a hashpah on us, and the more the hashpah it has, the more that we can deepen our insights and so forth and so on. So I just noticed something interesting here in the Parshas Vayigash, that when it becomes clear that they're inviting Yaakov to come down to Mitzrayim, and you know, Paro seems to be very happy about the whole what the happiness was exactly, but it was very, maybe appreciation of Yosef, maybe realizing that this is such a chosh of a person, whatever it may be. So finally, at the end of that discussion, the Torah says that Paro said, "Vatot suveso zoisasu," and Paro was mitzave him that he should send all of these things for his father, these gifts and so forth, to send up to his father. So the Bein HaBachaya says, "Hoyo yodea Paroi." Paroi knew anvesanusoi shel Yosef. He knew his anova, his humility, v'nemonusoi, and his trustworthiness. Shlohoyo shoyleach klum le'oviv le'ochiv. He wouldn't send anything to his father, to his brothers. Zulosi im yitzave olov. Only if Paroi was mitzave. If Paroi was mitzave that he must send, then he would do it. Paroi understood this. Al korchoch al kain hutzrach lemerloi kain bederch tzavo. That's why Paroi spoke in such strong terms. Vatot suveso, you are commanded, zosasu, because he knew machmas lianova and the neemonus of Yosef that he wouldn't have done it unless there was a tzavo. And l'chayra, this is very bizarre, because first of all, if Paroi would have told him, yes, please, make sure that your father gets everything that he needs and send him some appropriate gifts and let's show him kovod and so forth. That certainly wouldn't have been a pgia in his nemonus. What's nemonus? Nemonus means I do an honest job for you. I'm working for you. I'm your employee. I'm only the sheni lemelech. And therefore, I have to have your permission before I can touch anything that belongs to Paroi, that belongs to the oitzer of Mitzrayim. And without that, I can't do it. But if Paroi would have given him permission, then l'chayra, that's not a pigi in his nemonos. And then that's number one. And number two, what's andesanusoi? I mean, what does it have to do with anova? if Paroi would tell me, I can give this stuff. Okay, Paroi gave me permission, and he wants to be mechaved my father. He wants me to be mechaved my father. So I'm doing it. So, like, what's going on over here? So l'chayra, I think it's really very simple. First of all, it seems that there was a midah of anova that would have impacted his doing it. Because why? Anova, his midah anova said that I saved Mitzrayim. I did it single-handedly. And his plan was the only plan, and he interpreted the dreams of Paro, and then he suggested what has to be done, and he was put in charge of doing it, and he was the most organized and efficient CEO and CFO and whatever other positions he had in Mitzrayim, and he made sure that everything was done. Of Mitzad Sheni, when it comes to exercising that, even with the permission of Paro, but like I'm getting something because I'm such a great person. I did so much. But you did so much. The reality is you did so much. That's the reality. And Anova does not mean to deny the reality. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote for her, Ish Moshe Onov Me'oid. He wrote that in the Torah, because that was the reality. It didn't affect his Anova in any way, because he knew the reality, except that he didn't think he was royal at Tehillah. So here, this is the reality. He knows this reality. But Lemaisa, if I can take from with Paro's permission, Paro's offering it, is suggesting it, is allowing it, suggesting it. But if I can take that with his permission, so basically what I'm saying, hey, how does that happen? Oh, versteht how it happens. I know how it happens because I'm the one that saved Mitzrayim. His Anova didn't allow him. Paro understood. Paro must have been a big chochem too. Paro understood that Yosef's Anova would not allow him to accept the permission to do this, because that's a step. Why is he letting him? Why is he sending him? He called Tuv Mitzrayim to Yaakov because he's the father of Yosef. Who's Yosef? The one that saved Mitzrayim. My Anova doesn't allow me to relate to that. I can't. It's contrary to my Midas Anova. Because it on some level it makes me think that I must be worthy of some tehillah, because look what Paro's doing. So Memele, his Paro understood that his Anova wouldn't allow him, even with a clear permission and maybe even encouragement from Paro. And it also would have been a chesor in his ne'monus. Why? Because the truth of the matter is that what I'm doing is completely for Paroi. And if I'm going to be nene from it, then there's something in there that's lacking. It's like I have no shaykhus. It's completely not mine. He's giving it to me because there's some level, it's hard to understand, but there's some level of trustworthiness that my nemona says I worked for him be'emuna. This is not mine. It's not, and he's giving it to me because of what I worked. But my nemonis has to be. It was pure work. It wasn't to be benefited. It wasn't even to be benefited after the fact. Right now, I already did the job. The work is done. Oh, I don't know. Maybe he was still in the middle of the work. But this, it's not nemonis. I'm pure. I'm doing it. I'm your trustworthy servant who's serving my country and my king. And when I receive something in return for that, then that's a gam in the nemonas. I can't. Something is wrong. I'm not that same trustworthy person who's benefiting from it, because it was done. Had to be done completely. This was my job. It wasn't for benefit. Maybe he got a salary. I don't know. But this is above and beyond. And Memela, that was a pia. It's once I said the same thing we find in Rashi. Rashi says in Makkos, where it says, Rav Saf, Deva Emes Bilvovoi, at the end of Makkos, so the Gemara says, Zu Rav Safra. And Rashi explains that what the Gemara doesn't explain what happened. Rashi explains that Rav Safra was selling, was a peddler or something, and he was davening b'shas, he was in the marketplace, and somebody offered him a price for something that he was selling, and he couldn't answer because he was in the middle of davening. And then the guy thought he was handling, so he offered him more and more and more and more and more and more. And finally, when he finished davening, he gave it to him for the original price that the guy offered him, because in his mind, he had thought to give it for that. And Chazal say that's for Dever Emes Bilvovoi. The pshat is that his nemonis was such, his emes was such, that if in my heart I thought to give it to you for the first price, and now because you thought I was handling, and there's nothing wrong with taking the more price from you, you're giving it willingly, but it makes that the bilvovi, that which I thought in my heart is retroactively sheker. It's a chisorin in emes, because it retroactively is making that which I thought to be not true. And that these are the dargas that Chazal and the dargas that the Ovis in such level of ne'munus. And for us, of course, what it means is that when we have such examples, and if we attempt to look Moseh Gia Maseh, we try to emulate those examples. Mitzad Sheni, I just want to point out, there's a medrash that says that when he was going to greet his father, yes, or Yosef Merkavtoy, he put together his own, whatever it is, his own transportation. He did it himself. So the medrash says, Shesomach Yosef Simcha Gedoyla. He had a tremendous simcha. Notal Gedula Be'Oisasho. He didn't take for himself the Gedula of having his servants do it for him, as would have been appropriate for the Mishnah Lemelech. But he was so happy that he forgot about the gedula and he just did it himself. Simcha choytefes es halev. Simcha is makalkeles, something in the, I guess, makalkeles es hashura, something like that. Veloma somach, what was he happy about? Shehoyu ha-mitzrim oimrim eved yimloch oleinu. The Mitzrim said, Eved yimloch oleinu. This Eved, this slave, this guy who used to be in jail, this was bought as a slave, he's going to be the melech? V'kivan shebo ovi ve'echov. Now his father and the brothers are here, the father's coming. Somach v'omar. Now he's happy. Achshav hein yoidim. Mayichus. Shani ben choyrin u ben toivim. I come from a choshev, a family. I'm a ben choyrin, not an Eved. And that was his simcha. It's very strange when you think about it, because he was yeser es merkavtoy to go to greet his father. The simcha, he hadn't seen his father in so many years. And he must have been mole simcha in that act itself. But yet Chazal point out that right now, he's loynot al gedulo be'oisosho. Really, he should have had his servants act appropriately. But he was misameach that now, finally, they're going to know that I'm not an Eved. So it seems that he was happy about his father, but that wasn't the issue right now. Right now the diyun is to act as a melech, to act with gedula, or to do it myself. And it seems that Yosef felt that in terms of this particular thing, that I my whole time they've been saying I'm a melech. And Mimela, right now, I have an opportunity. I'm so happy because finally I'll be able to dispel this. And in terms of the action of acting like a melech or not, he says, now already I don't have to act like a melech anymore because I have this simcha. So I said, what is going on here? We just described Yosef as such an onof. Paro understood the anova to the extent that his anova wouldn't allow him to give himself any credit for having been matzil es Mitzrayim, and if to take that which Paro wanted to send lichvoid his father, which was, it wasn't even for him, but because of Yosef, he couldn't, his anova didn't allow him to do it, but yet he also had this human need. That the pshat is, look, they've been putting me down for so many years. They've been calling me an Eved. It's sheker. It's not true. I'm not an Eved. I'm a ben tovim. And now when he finally had the opportunity to show that, to prove that, that made a difference to him. Despite the fact that he had such anova and he could be so pure in his service of Paroi and not to allow himself to take any credit, Mitzad Sheni, the fact that they're calling him Eved had an effect on him, and now finally as a relief, and even though he's so happy about the other thing, this simcha, it seems, was able to, since it's focused on acting, not acting like a melech, this simcha was able to influence him here, despite the fact that he had so much of a greater simcha, but yet because now he finally had the opportunity to remove this. So I think that, b'chlal, first of all, you know, people are human, and gnai, and sheker, hurts even the biggest onov. Anova doesn't mean that he's not going to be hurt, but I think it means also sometimes you see a person who's a big onov and he doesn't seem to be concerned about himself and he doesn't hold himself great, but sometimes there's a tendency because of that not to give that person the appreciation that he should get. And that's an avla, because even Yosef, with such a level of anova to this extreme extent, was still so happy to finally be able to show the Mitzrim that he's not this Eved that they thought he was, and there's no steer between the two. And I imagine that means that we also have to be very sensitive to that that dual feeling.